The opinions expressed in this show are the views of the host and not necessarily that of WTRW, 94.3 The Talker, or the Bold Gold Media Group.
The following presentation is brought to you by the host of the program, who is solely responsible for its content.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.
Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker of Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Welcome to the Real Estate Roundtable on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I am here with my co-host and husband, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie.
Who just happens to be a realtor.
Yes, I am.
And my assistant.
I have many titles.
Yes, you do. You install our signs as well, all
yes,
our yard signs.
Sign guy, I'm everything.
Yeah, and thank you for that. We are here every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. discussing everything real estate. We have a full-time real estate office with many experienced realtors. We have been appraising, listing, and selling property for over 40 years.
During the week, feel free to email us with any questions you have at questions@jruddy.com. That's questions@jruddy.com. Or give us a call at 570-344-6724.
Like us on Facebook at Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And to view our listings or to view the MLS listings, visit jruddy.com, J-R-U-D-D-Y.com, where we also have all of our archive radio shows. Today with us is Barbara McKnight, broker owner of Home Point Property Management. Good morning, Barbara.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Just terrific. Thank you.
You ready to talk?
I sure am.
And we're going to talk about all things regarding property management. And if I can have just a little bit about you, who you are, where you started, how long you've been doing this, please.
Well, actually, my husband and I opened our first management company in Sacramento, California. We were licensed there, licensed as brokers and realtors. It was called Residential Property Management. And about 10, 11 years ago, my husband decided to retire us to the great Northeast. So we returned to his hometown of Dunmore, Pennsylvania. And we opened Home Point Property Management in late 2012. Overall, we have been in property management for probably right around 20, 25 years.
So are you enjoying your retirement?
No, I'm working.
I know that.
Yeah, I know the feeling.
You retired too.
Yes, I do. I retired and became a realtor. Yes.
And how are you enjoying
it? It's very relaxing. I'd rather run into burning buildings, but that's okay.
I know. Well, you're working and all the time, just like you, Barbara, all the time, 24/7. So real estate is not a part-time by any means job these days.
Certainly not. No, real estate is a 24/7 job. You have to keep at your activities. And with me and property management, you have to keep getting back to people and taking care of their needs.
Right. Okay. So property management. Do you find that a lot of people are accidentally becoming landlords these days because they can't sell a home, the market value, just what they owe, they can't?
Absolutely. Okay. Absolutely.
And so, you know, a lot of people are finding themselves, you know, they find that they're becoming landlords whether they want to be or not, but that's the only way that they could, you know, keep paying the mortgage and move on, whether it's a job relocation, a divorce, whatever the situation may be. So in that situation, I would think that a property manager or property management would be considered. Are you doing a lot of that lately? What is your focus on?
Well, actually, our last, I would say 10 of maybe 15 calls have been from owners that find themselves underwater, what they owe being more than what the home is currently worth on the sales market. And they're considering management as opposed to possibly a short sale, which is going to have a more adverse effect on their credit. However, we have had some callers in the last probably 2 to 3 weeks as we are going into the sales time of year that have asked about actually having their home managed, collecting rent, and quit paying the mortgage, which is not a good idea. And we have recommended to those people that they just consider a short sale.
And let's define a short sale. We've done a lot of shows on short sale, but for anybody listening out there that doesn't understand what that term means, short sale is when a lot more is owed on that mortgage, and then that person would need to negotiate with that, whoever they have the mortgage with, to accept less.
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. Usually, one thing that owners across the board, whether it's a short sale or a foreclosure or not, they believe that their mortgage is going to dictate the rent amount, and that is absolutely not the case. In some cases, the rents will meet or exceed the mortgage payments, but in most cases, they do not, especially now. So if somebody has a very high mortgage because they have an adjustable rate or whatever the circumstances are, they're not going to necessarily get that amount of money as far as rent. In addition to that, those owners are going to have to continue paying some of their own utilities that they might just assume that the tenants would assume, like the sewer. The sewer and garbage charges, since those are lienable on the property, I always suggest that owners pay those themselves so that they don't not get paid, and now you're stuck with a lien that further compounds your problem of being in a short sale position maybe 2 years down the road or 3 years down the road. If it's a bad market and you're facing that situation, my recommendation in many, many cases would be bite the bullet, short sell it, be out from under it, and move on.
Right. Now, even if your rent covers your mortgage and those items that you just mentioned, sewer and garbage, a property owner still has to consider taxes.
Well, there's everything that goes into it.
Insurance.
Taxes, insurance, exactly.
Upkeep, maintenance.
Right.
All the expenses of property ownership.
Correct.
So a lot of times that amount that you receive, you would want it to cover everything, but in many cases it can't.
It can't, or it doesn't. Usually any metered expense, your water, your gas, your electric, if you have oil or propane or something like that, the tenants can be expected to pay for those utilities. It's the lienable ones, your property taxes, your hazard insurance, that still has to be covered, and the overall income to the property may not support all of those items. It might come close. It might be a little bit less to where maybe your accountant would say, sure, go ahead and do that. That kind of a loss might be okay, but each person's financial situation is different, and each person's tax situation would be different, so they'd need to get advice from their accountant.
And that's
from that.
Yeah, that's an excellent point, because we're not at all able to give tax advice or legal advice. Now, I want to talk about how that, no matter what the lease says, the lease can say that the tenant would be responsible to pay the sewer and the garbage. It could say that, and that's the written agreement between the landlord and the tenant, and the tenant can agree to pay those items. But if they're not paid, at the end of the day, the property owner is held responsible for that non-payment, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We found that out the hard way, right?
Mm-hmm.
When we went to refinance our home, we had rented it out, and we found out that there was a lien on the sewer, and we had agreement with the people that they were going to pay it, and they didn't pay it, and we had to pay all the charges. It was several hundred dollars, wasn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
And a lot of people find out that hard way. You know, and it's usually when you're trying to sell a property, the title search is done and then this is discovered. And usually the owner is the last to know.
Exactly. Because if the owner doesn't change their mailing address, then the sewer doesn't notify the owner. They're sending their late notices to the property, which the tenants who have chosen not to pay it are just tossing in the trash. So that the owner, as you say, they don't find out about it until they actually maybe have a sale or they go to refinance or something else. And now all of a sudden there's several hundred, and in many cases it could be several thousand dollars that they had no idea that they owed.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. And in some cases, Barbara, it's thousands of dollars of, you know, back sewer or garbage. And a lot of people don't have that amount of money lying around. And usually it could jeopardize that sale, because in order to scramble to try to meet those financial responsibilities, you're putting that sale at risk if you have a sale but you didn't expect or anticipate those types of expenses. But you want to sell it, you have to pay those things off in order to sell it.
Exactly. In a short sale situation, it's even worse, because the bank may think it's going to be this amount And then all of a sudden, the title search comes up and it's the other amount, and the bank says, oh, we didn't know it was going to be that much, so forget it. We're not going to do this deal.
Right, right. And that that short sale could go down the tubes. And that's usually several months into the process.
Correct.
Okay. Now, getting back to rent, then how do you set a rent?
Well, my husband being a co-owner of the property management company, we do research on what's being advertised in the newspaper, what's on Craigslist, driving up and down in the area, seeing other signs, and calling and finding out what others are asking for their properties, and making sure that they are at least somewhat similar in as far as size, square footage, and potentially other amenities. Some properties have been completely updated and they have the granite and the hardwood and the craft-made kitchen and all that kind of thing, and others are well maintained, but maybe they have that yellow icky linoleum in the kitchen that somebody is going to say, well, you know what, I'll go down the street and rent the other house. So we make sure that our rents are right in what the market is charging for that home in that area, and not comparing something from one area to another, because they don't compare.
So do you often find, when you're looking at the comparable rentals, and because when I'm doing the sales end of it, I'm looking at comparable sold property, you're looking at comparable rental property. Do you often find, as we started our discussion this morning, that the comparable rental is nowhere near what the property owner has in terms of financial responsibilities, mortgage, taxes, insurance, etc.?
As far as after we determine what the rent should be on a
property? Is it usually far off?
It, in some cases, it's been off as much as $500 to $800. In some cases, it's been right on. In other cases, the owner may own the home free and clear, so the amount of rent doesn't really matter per se. You know, they might be looking to use that to pay their property taxes, which they still have to pay. But it usually, our estimates come in less than what the mortgage is.
Okay.
By anywhere from a couple hundred dollars to $500, $600, $700.
But if that's what the going rate is, that's what the going rate is. So,
well, it is, because if we set a rent rate of say $1,000 on a property, and the rest that are within, you know, 2 to 3 miles, where it's still convenient to the same amenities as far as schools or transportation, freeways, etc., and we're asking $1,000 for ours because the owner has insisted that's the least they can take, and 3 or 4 others that are comparable in size and everything else are renting for anywhere from $700 to $850, well, whose house is going to rent first? Those other three are going to rent, and ours is going to sit. And then the owner's going to be yelling at me going, why isn't it rented? Why isn't it rented? And it's because you need to
adjust the price.
The rent.
Right. Okay. So we're going to continue this discussion after our break. We're headed towards a break. Pat, please.
Yes. We have a 4-bedroom, 1-bath home with a detached 2-car garage at 356 Grove Street in Scranton for only $79,000. This spacious home has replacement windows, an eat-in kitchen, an inviting wraparound front porch, all on a level lot of 50 by 150. It also has a walk-up attic with plenty of storage and great taxes of only $1,560. So if you're looking for a 4-bedroom home with a 2-car garage, give us a call about 356 Grove Street in Scranton for only $79,000, and that is listed by Sue Shylock of our office.
Thank you, Pat. We have a new realtor on board at Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate. I'd like to welcome Sam Shelta. Sam has a business degree and a computer science degree. His previous work included management, customer service, and sales in the building products industry. His background and experience led him to real estate, where his strengths will help people realize their dream of owning their own home. Don't go anywhere. You're listening to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We'll be right back.
Does your home represent the person you are today, or does it represent the person you were 30 years ago? Now is the time to buy a home that fits your present needs. No 3-car garage or backyard putting green, or maybe you just want the simple things. A private den where you can get some work done, or a finished bar where you and your friends can enjoy a few laughs. Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate will work with you to find the one neighborhood, the one community that gives you the best value for the next 30 years. Whether it's time to move up or you are simplifying your life, life but don't want to sacrifice comfort, call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate, 344-6724. That's 344-6724. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate will guide you from homepage to home while living up to the promise of the gold standard.
Hi, this is Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. Is real estate on your mind? It's on ours 24/7. Whether you're buying, selling, investing, or in need of an appraisal, you have questions, we have answers. In today's real estate market, there's no doubt buying and selling a home is complicated. It can be thrilling and exciting too. Hi, I'm Jackie Ruddy from Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. And when it comes to real estate, you need to be confident you're making the right decisions. I am confident we have what it takes to help you make those right decisions. Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate has been helping buyers and sellers for over 40 years. So we've invested the time to know and understand the market. We're great listeners, skilled negotiators, and we focus on every detail, giving you the highest level of service. Call Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate today, 344-6724, or visit jruddy.com. Plus, tune in to the Real Estate Roundtable every Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. on 94.3 FM, The Talker. Don't go it alone. Call 344-6724 for Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate. We're back with more Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ruddy Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. I'm Jackie Ruddy, broker, and with my husband, fellow realtor, co-host, Pat Devaney.
Good morning, Jackie. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Very good. Thank you.
And our special guest, Barbara McKnight from Home Property Management. You co-own Home Point Property Management with your husband. You're a broker and an owner. Correct?
Yes. Good morning.
Good morning. Before the break, we were talking about you being a property manager. You started off in California. You're proven, you're tested, you've been doing it for quite some time. And we were talking about how you set rents and some items that would follow the property owner if the tenant didn't pay for, like such as sewer and garbage. No matter what that lease says, it always gets back to it's the responsibility of the owner to pay those items. In fact, on break, we talked about that the sewer company now only bills the property owner.
Yes, they changed that, I think, going on 3 years ago, that because so many tenants weren't paying the sewer bill and there were no consequences for not paying it other than a lien being placed on the property, and then the tenant moves out, the owner gets now the sewer bill back, and he says, well, why is this $587? Well, it hasn't been paid. So the owners were getting very upset over this and saying, well, my tenant was supposed to pay it. Sewer authority, being an authority, needing the money to pay their bills, said, okay, we're not going to do that anymore. We're going to bill the owners only. We're not going to bill tenants so that they don't have to listen to that kind of an excuse any longer.
Right.
Another thing that they have also done is the PAWC, which is the Pennsylvania American Water Company, has, I don't want to quote the act, it's either 47 or 54, that they can be told by the sewer authority to shut the water off if the sewer bill is not paid. And it doesn't matter if it's summer or winter, or if there's, you know, a big family in the house or just a single person, but if the sewer bill does not get paid by somebody, the sewer authority can call the water company and tell them, shut the water off, and they will do it.
No matter what the temperature is outside.
It doesn't matter, and if that means that there's no water going into your boiler and you don't have heat, well, that's too bad. Somebody's got to pay the bill.
Wow. Okay, so those changes have occurred, and really, you do a lot of property management in the area. Why should somebody consider hiring someone like you, a property manager? What is property management? What are your responsibilities? What are the homeowner's responsibilities?
Well, unlike a lot of people might consider that a property manager would be the same thing as in a very large apartment building, say in New York or New Jersey, as a building super or superintendent. That's not really the same thing. The main difference is because we are licensed by the Pennsylvania Real Estate Commission, as opposed to just having a business license. And so we have an industry watchdog, if you will, that's overseeing everything that we do. Our trust accounts are audited, And, you know, we have to have contracts that are approved through the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors and on and on. But most owners go to work during the day or they're already out of town and their phone rings and they can't show their rental. So they've lost a tenant right there because they missed one phone call. We don't miss any phone calls. We are available pretty much 24/7, not for showings necessarily, but at least for the phone calls. Most owners, general lay people, don't know how to run a credit report on someone other than themselves. And there are certain documents that you must have and written authorization from people before you can run a credit report on someone. Most people don't know how to go about getting a criminal background on a potential individual tenant. They don't know how to verify incomes. They don't call for references on current and most recent landlords. They don't go by, in many cases, as we do, the place where the tenant says they live now, because that's going to give you an idea of how they're going to take care of the place they want to move into. So we take care of all of that at the outset to try to make sure that the tenancy is a long and lasting one, and it's beneficial not only for us, but for the owner and for the tenant as well. Most people don't have the time for it unless they don't do anything else. If they don't have a 9-to-5 job, they may have the time to do it, but most people have to work and they don't have the time to take care of it. They don't have time to see the maintenance needs, or they don't want to be awakened at 2 o'clock in the morning because somebody's heat doesn't work or the toilet's backing up or whatever the case may be. And we are available at 2 o'clock in the morning and we're the ones that take that call. We're the ones that handle it and we're the ones that get somebody there to take care of the problem so that the owners are not bothered by this. And especially if an owner's out of town 30, 45 minutes, an hour away or more, what are they going to do from that far away? We're here. We're right within, at the most, probably 30 minutes of where these properties
how
are.
How far of an area do you cover? So you're based in the Scranton area, you live in Dunmore. Do you, how far is your...
We have properties all the way up to Montrose.
Okay.
And probably as far south as Pittston. We don't go down into Luzerne County at all. Their rental rules are very extreme. And for the distance, it's not worth having to deal with those extreme rules. We go to Dunmore, Troop. We have properties in Taylor and Old Forge. So we pretty much run the gamut of the greater Scranton, northeastern Pennsylvania area.
So you not only deal with out-of-town owners of properties, which would, there's a definite benefit for them having a property manager, considering property management, like you just said, but you deal with local owners that are perhaps consumed with their own lives, their families, their work. You deal with in-town owners, correct?
Absolutely, yes.
And so there's people that consider property management, and for all the benefits you just mentioned, it is something to consider. How about evictions? Is that something that you would do as a property manager?
Oh, yes.
So somebody's not paying or whatever happens, you know, you would take care of that for someone? That's part of what you do?
Oh, absolutely. Everything from the tenant moving in on the very first day, collecting the rent, scheduling and taking care of maintenance, providing a monthly statement, providing all original bills to the owner. We don't mark up any of the maintenance, so if you get a bill from Roto-Rooter, that's what you're going to pay. We take care of the evictions. Our rental agreement is structured that we don't have to give a notice to a tenant. So if they haven't paid by whatever day the owner wants it paid by, we can start the eviction process. I've been in front of pretty much every judge magistrate in the area, and over the last 9 years that I've been doing property management here in the greater Scranton area. And I go to court, I file the papers, the owner pays the filing fees, of course,
sure.
But I go to court and take care of it from there. And then within 10 days, if they're not gone, then we get the constable, and if we have to go that complete route, then that's what we have to do.
Okay, so you take care of the property. What are the responsibilities of, you have a contract, obviously,
yes,
with your client, and that's who owns the property. What can that owner do in terms of, can they rent their own property, or is this an, when you sign an agreement with somebody, is it your responsibility? What if they find a tenant that they want to put in one of their properties? Do they have the right?
Certainly, they do have the right. Generally, if an owner comes across someone that saw the sign go up and they just happen to be there cutting the grass or something, and the person comes up and says, gee, I'd like to rent it. I try to school the owners to understand, yeah, that's fine, but I'm still going to run a credit report. I'm still going to do a criminal. I'm still going to do an eviction report, because that's where owners run into the most problem, is when somebody's basically waving cash in their face saying, I can move in today and here's the deposit and here's the rent, and they don't bother doing any of the other background and investigative issues that need to be done to prevent the tenancy from going south within 90 days or 6 months. Now, all of a sudden, they quit paying the rent. And if you had merely checked their credit, you would have known that was probably going to happen. But they don't look at it that way. And we have a more objective approach because it isn't our property. We mm-hmm. don't own it. So we don't have the connection. We don't have the emotional attachment to the property, other than it does belong to one of our clients, and we're going to do the best job we can to take care of it for them.
Do you find yourself, now you've mentioned that you've gone to a lot of magistrates over the years, do you have to evict quite frequently? Or
The first couple, 3 years I was here, yes, I did. Probably, I've only been to magistrate for evictions 3 times in the last probably 24 months.
Oh, good for you.
Right, and that comes from screening the tenants correctly and looking for the signs when you think you're going to start having a problem. Their rent starts becoming later and later in the month. Now they're calling with excuses of, I mean, I've heard the excuse, honest to God, my dog ate my rent. My dog ate my rent check. And whatever it is, and now it's later and later. Now they're ignoring you. Now they're not calling you back. Now, rather than letting it go to that problem, get them a 30-day notice the second month they don't pay on time and just ask them to leave. And then it's, for lack of a better term, it's nicer. You don't have to go to the eviction, but you're asking them to leave because there's obviously a problem because they've lost their job. I mean, it's legitimate, but...
You can't live for free. You're not living
exactly.
in my building for free.
Exactly. You can't live in the building for free. So if you're having a problem, step up to the plate and say, I can't afford it. I'm going to have to move, rather than dragging it into an eviction situation. So we watch for those kind of signs.
And you become, you know, a lot of people have a hard time. They want to be nice. They have a hard time saying, where's my rent? And you're that person that can go in and do this for someone else. You're the property manager.
Correct. Without the emotions attached to it, without an irate landlord going to the tenant screaming and yelling, where's my money?
Mm-hmm. Right.
Mm-hmm. So, okay, good. Well, you deal with a lot of headaches. You deal with them well. I know you do a good job at what you do. We didn't cover nearly as much as we wanted to today. So would you come back next week so we can discuss property management and your property management company a little bit more?
Yes, I'd love to, Jackie. That's terrific.
Thank you. And how does someone get in touch with you, Barb?
Barbara at homepointmanagementmgt.com. Our office telephone number is 570-341-7045. Or you can visit us at www.homepointmanagement.com.
Thank you, Barb, for your time today. We had a great discussion.
Yes, I've enjoyed it very much, Jackie. Thank you so much. And Pat as well.
Pat, would you like to review a listing, please?
Yes, we have a very nice two-unit. It's a double side-by-side, and it has just been reduced to $124,900. This home is perfect for the investor to live in one side or then have the tenant pay the mortgage. It has a newer roof, newer siding, newer windows, newer furnaces, and hot water heaters. Each side pays its own heat and water. It also has nice high ceilings, hardwood floors, and plenty of off-street parking. So if you're looking in Dunmore for a double, give us a call about 112 Warren Street for only $124,000, and that is listed by John Pendrack of our office.
Thank you, Pat. And I just came across a very interesting article. You'll like this, Barbara. Published by the Pennsylvania Association of Realtors. There's a survey out there. Half of renters plan to buy in the next 5 years. They're finding that single-family rentals are fulfilling a stepping stone to many that had to rent because they've been displaced by foreclosures, but many plan to buy again. One reason single-family renters might be more prone to stay longer is their higher satisfaction with property management. According to the survey, 84% of single-family renters said management was either good or exceptional. 69% of multifamily tenants offered the same feedback. Despite reports that difficulties getting financing are keeping many U.S. renters from becoming homeowners, the survey found that the inability to get a mortgage ranks only third of among the reasons renters don't plan to become homeowners. More renters report that they don't want to buy a home because they simply enjoy renting, or they simply don't want to be a homeowner. We're out of time. Thanks for tuning in to the Real Estate Roundtable with Century 21 Jack Ready Real Estate on 94.3 FM, The Talker. We're here next Saturday at 11 a.m. and Sunday at 11:30 a.m. Have a great weekend.
All Century 21 real estate offices are independently owned and operated.